America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. By honoring your sacred vocation of education, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. At Grand Canyon University, our online bachelor's, master's, and doctoral education degree programs allow you to balance online coursework with observational and hands-on experience in the field. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
In the studio tonight, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, brace yourselves for the one of the funniest people I know. And if you ever get a chance to see her stand up, you need to go out and see it immediately. You probably have already seen her if you live in the area. Catherine Maloney's here.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very happy. You're one of my bestest friends in the whole wide world. And anytime we get to hang out, it makes me happy in my heart.
I agree. Yes. I miss you terribly.
I know. We did a show not too long ago, and mm-hmm. it was one of the most fun nights I've had all year. So, and I only did a 12-minute set, and it was still very, very fun because it was at Lonzalo's, and I love that place.
I know. We need to do more things on the road, though.
Yes, absolutely.
We definitely do.
So. I have plans for us. I just got to put them into motion. But I do want to book some down and dirty shows. I talked to you about it. I talked to Kyle Roos about it because that's kind of the trio.
It's like the trifecta of dirty awesomeness.
It's the three-headed dragon of filth.
It is.
In the Tampa Bay area. So if you're out there, I'll go ahead and whore us out and pitch us right now. If you're out there and you have a bar or a mm-hmm. pub or anything with a stage and a sound system, hell, we can bring a sound system if you really need us to. But if you would like to have a comedy show on a night in your place, and trust me, the price will be very reasonable for what we will do because we will pack that bitch out.
Oh, yeah. You'll make a ton of money.
You have to be open-minded because this is going to be rated R comedy.
Yes.
Hard R comedy.
Hard R.
Which is what people love. Anytime, like I'm really over the old school way of thinking where people go, you need to be able to do a clean set. No, I don't.
I don't want to.
I'm kind of done with it. I really am.
It hurts me when I wear clean.
I can't. I can't
even imagine it.
It's horrible.
Yes, I've seen her do it.
Can I heckle you and boo you as you do it?
No.
Because then clean will end.
The claws will come out.
We will give up our check and verbally molest
you. But that's
you
what I wanted all along, so I win.
Anna, how many times have you seen these guys stand up?
I actually have not seen Catherine yet.
Loser.
I've seen Johnny 3 or 4 times.
I've seen both of these guys turn a heckler into just dog crap.
Well, not to toot our horns, but toot, bitches.
It's about that time in the show.
There's a handful of comics in the area that you just don't heckle, and we are way in the palm of that handful of people. Like, you're not going to win. You're just not. That crowd work is our specialty, especially Catherine Maloney. I've seen her do 45 minutes and never touch her set list. So,
because I hate my set list sometimes.
But sometimes I imagine sometimes the patrons just give you the material.
Oh yeah,
you said there was an old hag that was giving you a hard time.
That's the one I was gonna say. I've seen you just tear apart old people.
Oh, yeah, I don't care about old people. They're dying soon.
I don't care. They're gonna forget in five minutes.
I can't remember what restaurant it was. It was an Italian restaurant, and it was this family sitting like right in the middle of the room, and I think it was the grandfather just didn't like your comedy.
Oh yeah, yeah, I remember that.
You remember that? Yeah. And he just kept like shaking his head.
Isn't it
like,
great? That was the Italian restaurant. I love that place too. That's a cool little joint. That was awesome. Yeah, the old lady, they didn't like.
Was it in Land O'Lakes? Was it the Land O'Lakes place?
Oh, was no, yeah, no, no.
It was Zephyr Hills. Zephyr Hills. Sorry.
Maloney set him up. Like she broke their spirit. And then when I got on stage,
did they say anything or they were just like?
Oh no, no,
nodding their head.
The husband was yelling out at Maloney, so Maloney just destroyed this poor old person. These people lived through the Holocaust, but they couldn't make it through our set. It was just unbelievable. Like, Maloney really dug into him, and it was funny. Like, the crowd loved it. They're like, yeah, F these old people, right? And
the guy looked like an idiot. Like, he looked so, like, grumpy. It's like, why come to a comedy show if you're going to be, like, miserable?
How old was he? Like, 70 plus?
Easily 70s.
Okay. Yeah.
Wait, no, he was near 80 at least.
Pushing it,
And then there was also a table full of, like, rednecks that wouldn't shut up.
Yeah.
So we had, like, a contrast between almost dead people and people you wanted to be dead. Mm, it was a really good mix. So Maloney breaks their spirit, right? Like, she was the old people whisperer. Like, she just destroyed them, right? So I thought, good. She broke them down. I don't have to worry about them. Then I get up there, and I'm I'm just spitting my filth, foul filth, right? Mm. You know, like, you cannot say filth, foul filth in front of people. But we were just going with the flow, and then the old man said something. He was like, you guys are disgusting, and we're not going to take it anymore.
Oh, that's awesome.
And then they got up and walked out in the middle of my set.
Oh, yeah.
It was awesome. Yeah.
That's what I wanted. That's what I was doing the whole time. I'm like, just get up. And
it was good
leave,
times,
you know. But
I like
so
it.
You might only book us once, but it'll be memorable.
No, they keep bringing us. They keep bringing us back. Like that's the thing is, I never understood why you want to protect old people like with language. Because I've done rooms that are in retirement communities where the youngest person is 70, and they want it dirty. They mm-hmm. want you to give them raw. Because these people were around when Lenny Bruce was setting the stage. They were around when game changers were happening, like Carlin in the early 70s. Yeah. Like they want that. They've heard every curse word. How are you going to offend somebody that's been around for 80 years? It's really hard to offend them. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I used to do a room in Sebastian, Florida. It was a golf community, so it was affluent, really old people. Mm-hmm. And I remember walking into this place, and there's like 100 people. All of them had white or blue hair, or both. And I got on stage.
Blue?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Old people have
not
blue
like,
hair.
Not like yeah. actually blue, like
it's
a punk
a
rock
tint.
Chick. Got a little tint of blue in it, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Come on. Get with the program.
I don't know anything.
You've only been in Florida how long, a year?
Year and a half.
Yeah, you got to get with it. Anyway, so I remember going on stage, and I remember the manager going, hey, don't be too dirty with this crowd. They're really old. And I went, God, I was in comedy.
Like right before you go up?
That happens, yes. It sucks.
Why don't they tell you that before when they book you?
Because people are horrible.
Okay.
So
plus, you'd probably take the gig anyway.
Right. So I go on stage, and I go, well, guys, I'm going to try to do a clean set for you, you know, because, you know, they think you guys are too sensitive
for
me.
And they were like, gay.
Seriously, like a 100-year-old lady goes, F that! And then the whole crowd was like, yeah! And yeah, I'm like, all right, bitch, let's do this! And I did like an hour and a half, and I wasn't even really that much into, and you know, I was still pretty new to the scene, about 5 years in. 727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. We'll take your phone calls. Let me tell you what's coming up, though. Social shout-outs after the first break. Of course, we have Catherine Maloney here. DJ Don Pablo's here every Tuesday. He'll be here in next hour. We got What the Hell News. And we're going to do what we always do when Maloney's here later in the show. A little self-help segment that we call Ask a Bitch, where you could call in and Maloney will try to make your life, better.
In the worst way.
Through her advice. Yes. You know what I mean? It's like Ann Landers if she was on crack. Ron, what's up? You're on the Johnny B. Show.
Hey, Johnny B. I just heard y'all talking about you were looking for venues. And I'm one of the officers at the Moose Lodge in Bradenton.
I love Moose Lodges.
We'd love to have you in.
Do not play with my emotions. I'm going to I'll put you on hold, and Ryan Adams will get your information. I'd love it. And I have a great following in Bradenton. I have a day job in Sarasota I love, and I actually do a monthly show in Bradenton. And we would absolutely love to come out there and entertain you mooses.
We love it.
Is it mooses or meese?
We have a pretty good size lodge.
You just moose.
Okay. Well, good. I would love to do that. Let's set it up, buddy. I'll put you on hold, and Ryan will get your info.
Appreciate it.
Thanks, Ron. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
I love, see, that's the thing,
that's
too.
That's how we do it.
I love Moose Lodges. Mm-hmm. I love American Legions.
Yes.
I love.
We had so much fun that time. We did. What was that, an American Legion or a VFW?
Whatever, all of them. I just did an AmVets out in Odessa about 6 months ago. And this is a killer experience, because it was one of those things that happened in comedy that people call it a horror story, but I just love it for the story itself. And I love turning something like what looks going to like to be negative into a real positive.
Yeah.
I show up, and it was like a third party booker. It was somebody mm-hmm. that books shows locally that has never booked me, but they had a falling out like 3 weeks before, 2 weeks before. So I think Murillo recommended me. So they get a hold of me, and then they put me on the flyer like with a week left. And it's a tiny, it's about the size of this room, mm-hmm. and vets, got a pool table and a couple pool tables, bunch of old vets, and, you know, middle-aged and old vets, smoky, just mm-hmm. old school bar, the kind of bar I grew up playing pool in.
Yep.
And I go in there, and they're so excited. There's a guy, Tim. I remember Tim. He was in Vietnam, and super nice guy. And he comes up, and he's like, I don't know if he was in Vietnam. Maybe it was a Gulf
War. Or World War II.
It was Gulf War. I don't think he was old enough for Vietnam.
Like, how old is he?
There was a lot of Vietnam vets there. Anyway, so he walks up, and he goes, I listened to The Bone all day long. So excited to have you. Gave me a hug, and he's like, he was just so cool. And then I walk up to the bar and I go, all right, well, where do you guys want me to? I had no opener or anything. I go, where do you guys want me to do the stand up? And they're like, did you bring a sound system? I said, no, I did not. I didn't know I had to. And they're like, yeah, we don't have a sound system. I said, all right, well, I'll scream. I'll just scream. and then I said, where's the stage? And they said, we really don't have a stage. So, I mean, I go, all right, well, pick a spot in a room you want me to scream my set, you know. And they're like, well, hold on. Then this lady walks up and she's like, I got a karaoke machine at the house. Fine. So I they said, do you mind waiting? So I called my girlfriend. I go ahead and eat dinner without me. I'm gonna hang out with the vets.
Yeah.
Took about over an hour for her to go home, bring back one of those handheld, like,
oh my gosh,
karaoke machines that you buy like your 11-year-old to sing in the bedroom.
Why no?
And dude, they wanted a comedy show. So I go, that'll work. So I get in a corner of the room, and I have them all sit. You know, I helped them set up the seating to face the corner of the room. And this thing, the mic wasn't working real well.
Oh,
it wasn't very loud. It got to the point where I was screaming louder than the thing could play. But I ended up doing like an hour, and they loved it. And then I stayed afterwards and played pool and hung out and drank with these guys for probably 2 hours. And it was one of the coolest nights I ever had. I almost didn't even want to take their money. It was really good.
But yeah, you did.
Well, yeah. Daddy got bills to pay.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I ain't no sucker.
I was screaming in the corner.
Yes, exactly. My voice is valuable.